Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Been following this store for more than a year, I believe. Bill Gothard, a name that used to be kind of a household name in American evangelicalism, not so much anymore, but formerly the leader of the Institute, founder and leader, I should say, of the Institute for Basic Life Principles. Back in the day, it was the Institute of Basic Youth Conflicts, if you remember that. It was a big deal in evangelicalism, still is in a lot of evangelical circles. Well, the story has to do with alleged sexual abuse on the part of Bill Gothard in the past. We're going to be talking about that story. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Thursday afternoon, the 7th of January. Sarah Pulliam Bailey of the Washington Post will join us to update us on the story of Bill Gothard and some abuse charges filed against him in civil court. A little bit later, it's Christ in the Old Testament. Christ in Isaiah chapter 43. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will be our guest. You can join us for the next hour with your questions and your comments. Our call in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Our beloved on-demand listeners, use the Issues Etc. comment line. It's open for you 24/7, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about abuse charges filed against Bill Gothard, formerly of the Institute of Basic Life Principles, Sarah Pulliam Bailey. She's a regular guest. She's religion reporter for The Washington Post, author of a recent story for The Washington Post titled "New Charges Allege Religious Leader Who Has Ties to the Duggars Sexually Abused Women." Sarah, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We've spoken to you many times when you were formerly under the banner of GetReligion.org, and since then, you've taken up a new position there at the Washington Post. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I'm a religion reporter here, meaning I write about all faith, looking for religion angles and all the different stories that are coming out. I also run something called Acts of Faith, which is a kind of a vertical here where we post news and commentary throughout the day.
So how would most of our listeners at least have a connection to or some kind of a hook with the latest charges against Bill Gothard?
So Bill Gothard started this ministry in 1961 called the Institute in Basic Life Principles. He was very popular for developing kind of curriculum around what the idea of biblical character, and a lot of homeschooling families were especially attracted to his curriculum, including the Duggars from the 19 Kids and Counting, if you remember that reality show. And so he's been a very charismatic, popular figure among conservative Christians for the past couple of decades now.
So what's the latest? This is actually the latest chapter in at least Gothard's involvement in it, the latest chapter in a rather long story, especially if you go back to the origin of the allegations that are made against him.
Yeah, so back in 2012, several women started posting allegations on a website called Recovering Grace, writing about how they had been sexually harassed, sexually abused within the ministry, some alleging that Bill Gothard himself was sexually harassing them. And so in 2014, he eventually he stepped down from the ministry, but he fully intended to return to the ministry. And most recently, there was a lawsuit that was filed in October, and then another one filed yesterday, an amended lawsuit that includes him as a defendant, and the women are alleging, one woman is alleging that he raped her, nine other women are saying that he sexually harassed them, sexually abused them, and in general alleged that the ministry covered up the abuse.
So these are serious charges dating back for several decades. What has what has Gothard admitted to, if anything?
So he has not admitted. So it's complicated in that there's a letter floating around where it says that he admits to holding hands, being inappropriate with women, and he apologizes, and that is included in the new amended lawsuit. However, when I spoke with him, he wouldn't confirm or deny whether or not he wrote that letter. It looks like a letter from him, and it has his name, but in terms of when I spoke with him, I asked him, you know, did you rape a woman? And he said, oh, no, that's horrible. Never in my life have I touched a girl sexually. I'm shocked to even hear that. So I think this will have to be worked out in the court process.
So the allegations here, do they only, the ones that are pertinent that you've written about, do they only allege this kind of abusive behavior on Gothard's part? Or are there other leaders or former leaders in his institute of basic life principles that have been either mentioned or charged?
So it's complicated in that the allegations that have come up happened decades ago. So the statute of limitations, the time period where victims can sort of report these things to the police, has expired for most of these women. So this is under sort of a civil lawsuit as opposed to a criminal lawsuit. One of the women in the lawsuit says that a counselor, like a biblical counselor who was employed by the ministry, raped her. As far as I know, that hasn't gone to criminal court. So it's part of this bigger lawsuit, but she's not suing that individual. She's using it as the lawyers are using it as a larger example of possible cover-up from the ministry.
How many women all said have brought forth some kind of charges of this nature?
So there are 10 women involved in this lawsuit. Three are Jane Doe's, which means they aren't named in the lawsuit. The other women are named. And then women who have written either anonymously or under pseudonym, or some under their first name on the website that I mentioned earlier, Recovering Grace, there are about 30, more than 30 women who have come forward with stories.
Are these young women who were in some way officially involved or perhaps even employed by the Institute of Basic Life Principles?
My understanding is that the people who run this website, they have some way of figuring out a way to verify that these women were employed or they were part of the ministry at a certain period before they published their stories. And in the lawsuit, these women have, the way the ministry worked is that these women would often be sent either to work or to go to a training center for a period of time. And so that's sort of their involvement. It's not just a conference or a one-time thing. It was like over an extended period.
What else did Bill Gothard say when you had the opportunity to speak with him on the phone?
It was not very long, our conversation. I asked him, you know, so these women are saying that you sexually harass them. And he said that really is not true. I'd rather hold off to comment until I see what's in the lawsuit. I tried to press him further, and he said I have to go to a meeting. I'm sorry. And that was sort of the end of our conversation. So we didn't get very far. So in this amended lawsuit, there is an affidavit from him where he says that the board of the ministry has not contacted him for information or for assistance. I asked him if the affidavit was something he agreed to, and he said he didn't intend for the lawyer to use it in the lawsuit. He says the board is handling the case unwisely, as I have the information they need. This is a shameful waste of donors' money. In the affidavit, it's clear he wants to work this out outside of court, not inside of court.
Since the statute of limitations has run out on a lot of this, and you said that most of them are pursuing civil action or in some form or another, is there any possibility of any kind of criminal implications for Gothard, if proven?
That's a good question. I think from my understanding, when I have spoken to a couple lawyers about this, it's really hard to prosecute rape and sexual abuse and sexual harassment charges in general. It's hard to prove them. And then the extended period of time makes it even more challenging. So it's somewhat doubtful that this would go to some criminal court, but it's not out of the question.
So you mentioned earlier that most people would have an association between Gothard if they knew a little bit about Gothard and the Duggars. What other connection is there? I mean, what other ways does this connect to the sexual abuse scandal that has been admitted to on the part of one of the Duggar children?
Yeah, so earlier, or sorry, I guess it was last year, the ministry was in the headlines because Josh Duggar, the eldest son of the Duggar family, had admitted that he had sexually abused four of his younger sisters and a family friend. And after he abused them, he had been sent to a training center as part of this, the ministry, the Institute, and Basic Life Principles. And so that's sort of, it came up in the news last year again. And then the other thing, the other kind of connection people might be aware of is Bill Gothard has been, you know, lauded by some conservative Christian politicians, including Mike Huckabee. He's photographed with him. Sarah Palin has said in the past that she's been to one of the seminars from the Institute in Basic Life Principles. He was much more popular, I would say, in the 1970s, 80s, maybe the 90s, and kind of waned in popularity over time, but he still has had quite a bit of influence among conservative Christians.
What, if anything, has the current leadership of the Institute for Basic Life Principles had to say?
So they posted a statement on their website saying that they welcome the, quote, structure and integrity of the court process as a means for determining the truth with respect to these allegations. They say many of these allegations allegedly occurred as early as the 1990s and were involved Mr. Gothard. And they say, well, since 2014, he is no longer associated with the Institute. So I couldn't, no one, I called the ministry, no one called me back, but it's clear they are disassociating themselves with Bill Gothard.
Is there any indication, you said something about this just a moment ago, that Gothard still has plans, if possible, to return to leadership at some point?
He does. He wrote in the affidavit that I mentioned that he intends to return to the ministry. He said, during the past 7 months, God has allowed me to publish 6 new books that contain a powerful new message that I want to get out to all of the alumni, saying that the ministry has over 2.5 million alumni who have attended his seminars. So yes, he does intend to return to the ministry.
Is there any indication that, although the popularity of the organization really has its heyday back in the 70s and 80s, is there any indication that there has been a waning in enthusiasm about the organization due to these allegations made against Bill Gothard?
So their finances have suffered in recent years. Their net revenue has dropped significantly, losing money. In 2009, it reported a net income loss of $1 million. And then in 2012, that it reported a loss of $3.5 million. So from 2010 to 2012, it went from $92 million to $81 million. And so these are older numbers. Part of tax documents are, you know, not as recent as I would like them to be. But it does appear, at least financially, that the ministry has had some struggle. But it still has, I think, somewhere between $80 and $100 million in assets still up for debate or up for this is why the lawsuit is the women are requesting money from the ministry.
Finally, then, what's next for this lawsuit? Where does it go from here as of today?
So the next hearing is next Wednesday, or the hearing on this amended lawsuit that was filed yesterday will be next Wednesday. I think, you know, that's when the judge will decide if they have a case and if it can move forward. The lawyer has said that he believes more plaintiffs might be added, and so we may see more stories coming forward.
Sarah Pulliam Bailey is a religion reporter for The Washington Post. She's author of a recent story for The Post titled, "New Charges Allege Religious Leader Who Has Ties to the Duggar Sexually Abused Women." You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer joins us. We'll do Christ in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 43. Do Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Thank you for helping us make budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for 8 consecutive years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support. And we're looking forward to partnering with you in 2016. Lutheran Talk, Lutheran Music, Lutheran Public Radio.